Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw Podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on the sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for the sports stories of today. So let's get into it. Week two of the NFL preseason kicked off last night. There were three games on the schedule. The Philadelphia Eagles were in Foxborough playing the New England Patriots, which was a rematch of Super Bowl 52, if you want to say that. The last time Nick Foles faced the Patriots, he threw for 373 yards and he won Super Bowl MVP. Last night wasn't the case. Nick Foles threw 3 for 9 with 44 yards passing. He was hurt in the second quarter. He went out with a strained shoulder, which is concerning because Carson Wentz isn't back yet to full practices. So last night, the Eagles lost the game 37-20. Tom Brady did speak with Nick Foles after the game. He did speak with both Nick Foles and Carson Wentz before the game. As you all know, Tom Brady left the field after Super Bowl 52 without shaking Nick Foles' hand. Nick Foles said he didn't care. He didn't take it as, you know, any disrespect or anything like that. So Nick Foles last night went down with a shoulder injury. Nate Sudfeld, who came in after Nick Foles went out, ended up, like I said, throwing 22 for 39, 312 yards and 3 touchdowns. So that was the backup, Nate Sudfeld. They're saying that, you know, he looked good last night. So we'll see how that goes as well. So week three, next week, the Philadelphia Eagles will be playing the Cleveland Browns. As you all know, football fans, the third week of the NFL preseason is when you can really judge your team, when you can really see what the team is about. So don't go by what you see your team's doing in the preseason and get all, you know, oh my God, my team is 0-3, my team is 0-4, they're not going to win. No, it doesn't mean anything. You have teams who've gone 0-4 in the preseason and have won on to win the Super Bowl. You have teams who've gone 4-0 in the preseason and they have gone on to be 2-14 or 3-13 and not even make the playoffs in the regular season. So please, don't get excited. Don't get too low on your team in the preseason. So that's how that goes. Now, last night, before the game, Malcolm Jenkins, as you all know, who's been very vocal in the social justice issues and everything like that, he still hasn't turned over a list of inmates to be released to the White House, to President Trump, but that's neither here nor there. So last night, Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins has long been outspoken about social issues in the United States, not hesitating to speak out about issues outside of the football field. That continued on Thursday night in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Jenkins took the field ahead of the Eagles preseason game against the New England Patriots on Thursday night at Gillette Stadium. And what was he wearing? Drum roll, please. A shirt that said, "You aren't listening." Malcolm Jenkins took the practice field with a shirt that said, "You aren't listening." Now, in June, when the Philadelphia Eagles were uninvited from the White House by President Donald Trump after their Super Bowl win, Jenkins held up multiple pre-written poster board signs instead of answering questions when he was being interviewed by reporters. One of the most famous ones read, "You aren't listening." Other signs he held up listed facts like Colin Kaepernick gave $1 million to charity, Chris Long gave his entire salary to educational initiatives, nearly 200,000 juveniles enter the adult criminal justice system each year, most for nonviolent crimes. Jenkins' shirt on Thursday night sent a message to critics of the NFL players who have been kneeling during the national anthem, likely in an effort to remind them what the protest is about in the first place. Jenkins raised a fist and stood during the national anthem for the Eagles' first preseason game this year. On Thursday night, Jenkins stood in the tunnel during the anthem. So that's Malcolm Jenkins, the voice for the Eagles, who's been outspoken. He stood in the tunnel last night. Maybe he got some backlash for raising a fist last week, and he was advised to stay in the tunnel. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. My thing is, if you're going to do something, you're going to stand on it, stand on it. Don't raise a fist last week and then stay in the tunnel this week. You have to be consistent because Malcolm Jenkins, maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're the one who isn't listening. President Donald Trump has asked NFL players for a list of names. If you feel people are in jail unjustly, these 200,000 juveniles that you're speaking about, Malcolm Jenkins, get their information. Take it to the people that you need to take it to and get the juveniles released or get them placed in, you know, less maximum security prisons or, you know, whatever they're in. You know, let's get them, you know, where they need to be. Maybe they don't need to be in prison. Maybe they need psychological training. Maybe they are dependent on drugs and alcohol. Maybe they just need drug and alcohol treatment. Maybe they need behavioral health issues and stuff like that. So if you really are concerned, like you say you are, sir, maybe you will, you know, get the names out to the proper authorities and maybe you will you know, come out of the tunnel and don't stand in the tunnel like the NFL owners told you to do. Stay in the tunnel. Don't stay in the tunnel. Don't stay in the locker room. Come out, raise your fist proudly like you've been doing, if that's what you feel. Maybe the $89 million that you got from the owners last year, maybe the $89 million that you got from the owners last year, Malcolm Jenkins, maybe that's, you know, the reason that you stayed in the tunnel last night. I don't know. You know, I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just stating facts of what's going on, things that I see. So that's what's going on in the NFL. So shout out to everyone who is concerned about these issues out here, everyone who is stepping up to do something. If you don't back down, you know, just keep going on with what you're doing. So I always believe one day, you know, things are going to get better and, you know, we'll work out. Is racism going to be ever completely gone? Hell no. Are there still going to be people who hate black people? Absolutely. Are there still going to be people that hate white people? Absolutely. Are there still going to be people that hate people of different sexual orientations? Absolutely. Are there still going to be people who hate people of different, you know, ethnicities and, you know, whatever, just for being different? Absolutely. That's what the world is about. We are not the same. We can't be the same. And, you know, that's the thing about being a human being, is that we all have our own individualities. This is the Ike Raw Sports segment. I'm not going to get too deep on that because I was just reading about Malcolm Jenkins and I seen his shirt and everything. So I just felt as though I just wanted to say that little piece. But this has been a Raw Sports segment. Next week, the Philadelphia Eagles play the Cleveland Browns, game 3 of the preseason. So make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast, Raw Talk with Ike Raw, on Anchor app, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you can listen to podcasts. Just search, Google search, iPad search, podcast search, Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Download the app, subscribe to the podcast, follow Ike Raw on Instagram at North Philly Ike Raw, Twitter at Ike Raw 1977, Facebook, social media, Ike Raw, and all that. So the YouTube channel is Ike Raw TV. Make sure you subscribe to that as well. So until next time, this has been Raw Sports with a little social justice commentary as well. Have a good day.